Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present British Virgin Islands Episode 3, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey! Chapter 9, The Birth of Offshore Finance, a Controversial Boom. Introduction, The Rise of a New Economic Pillar. By the late 20th century, the British Virgin Islands BVI had transformed from a predominantly agricultural and tourism-dependent economy into one of the world's leading offshore financial centers. This transition was neither immediate nor without controversy. The development of financial services brought unprecedented wealth and prosperity to the islands, yet it also introduced new challenges related to regulation, transparency, and global scrutiny. This chapter explores the origins of the BVI's offshore finance industry, the key players involved in shaping it, its economic impact, the controversies surrounding it, and how the territory navigated its place in the global financial system. The early steps toward a financial hub. During the 1960s and 1970s, as tourism began establishing itself as a dominant economic force, the British Virgin Islands sought ways to diversify its income sources. The idea of offshore financial services emerged as an attractive option due to the territory's stable governance, British common law system, and strategic location. Several key developments paved the way for the BVI's entrance into offshore finance. British influence. The continued relationship with the United Kingdom provided confidence in the stability of the territory's legal and financial framework. Tax incentives. The government began exploring tax-friendly policies to attract foreign investments and incorporations. Competitiveness with other jurisdictions. Nearby territories such as the Cayman Islands and Bermuda had already established offshore industries, signaling the potential for success. The turning point. The International Business Companies Act, 1984. The true birth of the BVI's offshore financial industry occurred with the enactment of the International Business Companies Act, IBC Act, of 1984. This landmark legislation revolutionized corporate registration, offering a range of incentives for international businesses, including zero taxation. Companies incorporated under the IBC Act were exempt from local taxes. Anonymity and privacy protections. Shareholder and director information was kept confidential. Flexibility in corporate structure. The Act permitted companies to operate without stringent corporate formalities, making it highly attractive to investors. No minimum capital requirements. Companies could be incorporated with ease, lowering the barriers to entry. The result was an explosion of incorporations. Within just a few years, the BVI became a prime destination for international business companies, IBCs, drawing thousands of firms seeking tax benefits and regulatory ease. The economic boom, benefits to the BVI. As the offshore finance sector grew, the British Virgin Islands experienced a dramatic economic shift. The influx of financial services led to a surge in government revenue, which allowed for infrastructure development. Roads, telecommunications, and utilities were significantly improved. Educational advancements. Schools and training programs were enhanced to support a growing skilled workforce. Increased employment. Many Virgin Islanders found work in the legal, financial, and administrative sectors, moving away from traditional industries. By the 1990s, financial services had overtaken tourism as the primary driver of the BVI's economy, accounting for more than 60% of government revenue. Global scrutiny and controversies. Despite its economic benefits, the offshore financial industry in the BVI became a subject of intense global scrutiny. Critics argued that the secrecy and tax incentives attracted companies and individuals looking to avoid taxation, launder money, or conceal assets. Key moments of controversy included 1. The OECD Blacklist, 2000. In the early 2000s, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, listed the BVI among jurisdictions suspected of facilitating tax evasion. This prompted regulatory reforms to align with global standards, including increased transparency requirements and tax information exchange agreements. 2. The Panama Papers Scandal, 2016. The Panama Papers leak revealed the extensive use of offshore companies for questionable financial activities. The BVI was prominently mentioned, leading to renewed debates on the role of offshore jurisdictions in global finance. 3. International calls for greater transparency. Governments around the world, particularly in Europe and North America, pressured offshore jurisdictions to implement stricter anti-money laundering laws, beneficial ownership registries, and compliance with international banking regulations. Regulatory reforms and compliance efforts. To maintain its reputation and status as a leading financial center, the BVI enacted a series of reforms to address concerns raised by international organizations and governments. These included adopting common reporting standards, CRS, ensuring automatic exchange of tax-related financial information with other countries, implementing beneficial ownership regulations, requiring companies to disclose their ultimate owners, strengthening anti-money laundering laws, increasing compliance measures for financial institutions. These reforms allowed the BVI to continue attracting legitimate business while addressing concerns of illicit financial activity. The future of offshore finance in the BVI. As the global financial landscape evolves, so too does the BVI's role in offshore finance. Key considerations for the future include balancing secrecy with transparency. The BVI must continue walking the fine line between offering competitive financial services and complying with international regulations. Diversifying economic dependency. While offshore finance remains dominant, the BVI has explored fintech, cryptocurrency regulations, and sustainable finance initiatives to broaden its economic base. Adapting to global tax reforms. With increasing international efforts to curb tax avoidance, the BVI faces challenges in maintaining its attractiveness to global investors while adhering to new tax laws. Conclusion: a double-edged sword. The rise of offshore finance in the British Virgin Islands is a story of economic success, international scrutiny, and ongoing adaptation. While it has provided immense wealth and development for the territory, it has also subjected the BVI to controversy, requiring constant regulatory adjustments and reputational management. As the world shifts towards greater financial transparency, the BVI must navigate complex international pressures while continuing to provide economic opportunities for its people. Whether offshore finance remains a sustainable pillar of the BVI's economy in the long term will depend on how well the territory balances global compliance demands with maintaining its competitive edge. In the next chapter, we will explore the political awakening of the British Virgin Islands, the move toward greater autonomy, and the question of full independence from Britain. Chapter 10, Political Awakening, The Move Toward Greater Autonomy. Introduction, The Path to Self-Governance. The history of the British Virgin Islands, BVI, is marked by a gradual but determined push toward greater political autonomy. While the islands remained under British rule for centuries, the mid to late 20th century saw a rising awareness among Virgin Islanders of the need for local governance, economic self-sufficiency, and a distinct national identity. This chapter explores the political transformations that shaped the BVI, from the early struggles for local representation to the modern discussions about complete self-rule and potential independence from Britain. Early political structure under British rule. For much of its colonial history, the BVI was governed by Britain with little input from local residents. Decisions regarding taxation, land ownership, trade, and law were made by British-appointed officials, often disregarding the needs and desires of the islanders. Several key factors contributed to the eventual demand for self-governance. Economic hardships. The collapse of the plantation economy and the shift towards tourism and finance meant that Virgin Islanders needed greater control over their economic policies. Social change. Education and exposure to global events, including decolonization efforts in Africa and the Caribbean, inspired political activism. Regional influence. The self-governance movements in nearby islands such as Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and Barbados set a precedent for the BVI. The formation of the Legislative Council, 1950. The first major step toward political representation occurred in 1950, when the British government agreed to establish a Legislative Council in response to growing demands from local activists. This council consisted of both elected and appointed members and allowed for limited participation in governance. Key outcomes of the 1950 Legislative Council. Virgin Islanders gained a voice in decision-making, albeit under British oversight. The council served as a training ground for future political leaders. Issues such as land rights, labor laws, and taxation began to be debated with local input. Despite this progress, real power remained in the hands of the British-appointed governor, leading to continued frustrations. The 1967 ministerial system and the rise of local leadership. The next turning point came in 1967, when the British introduced a ministerial system of government. This system granted elected representatives control over specific areas of governance, including finance, natural resources, and social services. The first chief minister and political leaders. Willard Wheatley became the first chief minister of the British Virgin Islands in 1971, setting the stage for future leaders to shape the political landscape. The rise of political parties allowed for more structured debates and policymaking, giving residents greater influence over their government. While Britain still maintained ultimate authority, the introduction of ministerial governance allowed the BVI to develop its institutions and prepare for more autonomy. The 1976 and 2007 constitutional advancements. In 1976, a new constitution was introduced, further expanding the BVI's autonomy by strengthening the role of the elected government. The most significant advancements included greater financial control over local revenues and budgets, expansion of the chief minister's powers, making the role more independent from the governor, establishment of a clear framework for economic and legal policies, allowing the BVI to engage more effectively in tourism and offshore finance. The 2007 constitution brought another wave of reforms, recognizing the BVI as a self-governing British overseas territory. This constitution gave Virgin Islanders more control over domestic policies while retaining the British monarch as head of state. Independence or continued British ties. As the BVI gained more political autonomy, discussions about complete independence intensified. The debate centered around several key questions. Would independence allow the BVI to better control its economic future? Could the territory sustain itself without British financial aid and protection? Would severing ties with Britain threaten the stability of the financial services industry? Several Caribbean nations, including Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica and St. Kitts and Nevis, had successfully transitioned to independence, but the BVI remained cautious. Many residents valued the stability provided by British oversight, particularly in times of economic uncertainty. Modern political movements and calls for greater autonomy. In recent decades, Virgin Islanders have continued to advocate for more control over local affairs. Some of the key political movements and events include the push for constitutional reform, 2010's present ongoing discussions about refining the relationship with Britain and expanding local governance, economic nationalism, a desire to have greater say over the financial services industry, which remains the backbone of the BVI economy, youth activism. Younger generations have become increasingly vocal about their political future, often pushing for more transparency and direct involvement in governance. Conclusion: the future of the BVI's political landscape. The British Virgin Islands has come a long way from being a neglected British colony to a politically autonomous territory with a thriving economy. The journey toward self-governance has been gradual but steady, with each constitutional reform bringing the BVI closer to full control over its affairs. As the 21st century progresses, the debate over independence versus continued British oversight remains unresolved. While some argue that full sovereignty would allow the BVI to determine its own fate, others believe that maintaining ties with Britain provides stability and economic security. One thing is certain: the people of the British Virgin Islands will continue to shape their own future, drawing from their history of resilience, political engagement, and economic innovation. The next chapter will explore the economic transformations of the modern era, detailing how the BVI has balanced financial success with political challenges on the global stage. Chapter 11: Political Scandals and Power Struggles in the 21st Century. Introduction: The Complexities of Modern Governance. As the British Virgin Islands BVI entered the 21st century, the territory faced a series of political challenges, governance controversies, and struggles over power. The shift toward increased autonomy brought both opportunities and conflicts, exposing corruption, financial mismanagement, and debates over independence. This chapter explores the defining political scandals, power struggles, and the ever-changing political landscape of the BVI in recent decades. Early 21st century political landscape. The early 2000s saw a continued push for self-governance, yet with greater control came greater scrutiny. The BVI had established itself as a thriving offshore financial hub, but concerns about transparency, corruption, and governance efficiency began to surface. The British government maintained oversight, but as local leaders gained more power, tensions grew between elected officials and the UK-appointed governor. Key developments in the early 2000s included the expansion of the financial services sector and increased calls for regulatory oversight, debates over British intervention in local governance, a growing demand for accountability and political reforms from the public, major political scandals and corruption allegations. The 2010s, allegations of financial mismanagement. One of the most defining aspects of modern BVI politics has been allegations of corruption. While the financial services sector fueled economic growth, it also became a breeding ground for misuse of public funds and conflicts of interest. Key scandals that rocked the political landscape. Infrastructure corruption cases. Several government-backed infrastructure projects faced accusations of mismanagement, including inflated costs and failure to complete construction on time. Misallocation of public funds. Reports emerged of officials diverting millions in public funds for personal or political gain. Allegations of bribery in government contracts. Investigations revealed questionable dealings involving government contracts awarded to politically connected businesses. The 2021 to 2022 UK Commission of Inquiry. Perhaps the most significant political event in recent years was the UK Commission of Inquiry into Corruption in the BVI, launched in 2021. This inquiry investigated allegations of widespread corruption, fraud, and abuse of power among political leaders and government officials. The inquiry uncovered illicit use of public resources for private gain, lack of transparency in the allocation of government contracts, evidence suggesting influence from organized crime groups in certain economic sectors. The report led to public outcry and calls for drastic political reforms. The arrest of Premier Andrew Fihey, 2022. One of the most shocking political events in the history of the BVI was the arrest of Premier Andrew Fihey in April 2022. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, conducted an undercover sting operation, alleging that Fihey was involved in drug trafficking and money laundering. His arrest sent shockwaves through the BVI and beyond, leading to a crisis in government with calls for immediate leadership changes. Heightened UK scrutiny over the BVI's governance structure. Debates over whether Britain should impose direct rule to restore political integrity. British intervention. The debate over direct rule. Following the Commission of Inquiry and the arrest of a sitting premier, the British government debated whether to impose direct rule over the BVI, a move that many saw as a return to colonial governance. Arguments for direct rule. Restore political stability and accountability. Prevent further corruption and mismanagement. Improve international confidence in BVI's financial services sector. Arguments against direct rule. Seen as a violation of the BVI's autonomy and self-determination. Risk of eroding local governance structures. Increased tensions between the local population and the UK government. Ultimately, the British government decided not to impose direct rule, instead pushing for greater oversight and governance reforms. Public response and political reforms. In the wake of these scandals, public demand for change intensified. Citizens, activists, and community leaders called for greater government transparency through open financial disclosures and stricter regulations. Stronger anti-corruption laws with harsher penalties for officials engaged in fraud. More inclusive governance that prioritizes public interests over political gain. Several reforms were introduced, including a financial crimes task force to investigate corruption cases. Increased parliamentary oversight over major spending projects. Measures to protect whistleblowers who report misconduct. The future of BVI's political landscape. Despite the setbacks and political turmoil, the BVI remains a self-governing British overseas territory with an opportunity to learn from past mistakes and build a stronger governance model. Challenges ahead. Balancing economic autonomy with regulatory compliance in the financial sector. Rebuilding public trust in political institutions. Navigating UK relations while preserving local governance. As the BVI looks ahead, one question remains. Will the territory embrace deeper political reforms, or will history repeat itself with new power struggles? Conclusion: a turning point in BVI politics. The 21st century has tested the resilience of the British Virgin Islands, revealing both the strengths and vulnerabilities of its political system. While corruption scandals and governance failures have created instability, they have also sparked a renewed commitment to accountability and reform. Whether the BVI moves toward greater self-rule or maintains its current political status, one thing is clear. The people of the territory are more engaged than ever, demanding transparency, integrity, and a government that serves their interests first. The next chapter will explore the social and cultural evolution of the BVI in the modern era, examining how historical challenges and political struggles have shaped the identity of Virgin Islanders today. Chapter 12: The Cultural Fabric of the BVI, Music, Religion, and Traditions. Introduction: The Heart of Virgin Islands Identity. The British Virgin Islands BVI is not just a territory defined by its economic and political history. It is a land rich in cultural traditions, deeply rooted in the African heritage of its people, the influences of colonial rule, and the resilience of its communities. The culture of the BVI is reflected in its music, religion, festivals, storytelling, and everyday customs, all of which contribute to the vibrant and evolving identity of the Virgin Islanders. This chapter explores the cultural heritage of the BVI, examining how music, religion, and traditional customs have shaped the social fabric of the islands over centuries. Music, the soul of the Virgin Islands. 1. The influence of African rhythms. The music of the BVI has its roots in African traditions, brought over by enslaved Africans during the colonial era. These rhythms and beats have remained a crucial part of the territory's musical landscape, blending with European and Caribbean influences over time. Key elements of traditional Virgin Islands music include drumming and call and response singing, a practice carried from African spiritual traditions, often performed in religious settings and community gatherings. String instruments. Early settlers incorporated banjos, guitars, and fiddles, creating a fusion between African and European folk music. Quadrille and folk songs. Music that originated from colonial-era social dances, but evolved into a uniquely BVI tradition. 2. Modern genres and popular music. As the BVI progressed into the 20th and 21st centuries, new musical styles emerged. Calypso and soca. Influenced by neighboring Trinidad and Tobago, calypso became a staple of the BVI's carnival celebrations. Reggae and dancehall. With strong cultural ties to Jamaica, reggae music and its subgenres have been embraced by Virgin Islanders, often reflecting themes of resistance and identity. Fungi music, a distinct BVI genre, played with instruments such as the banjo, bass, guitar, and washboard. It remains popular at festivals and community events. Music continues to be a powerful tool for storytelling and cultural expression, uniting generations through shared rhythms and melodies. Religion, a pillar of community life. Religion has played a central role in shaping Virgin Islands society, influencing social structures, education, and governance. 1. Christianity's dominance. Introduced by European colonizers, Christianity became deeply entrenched in the daily lives of Virgin Islanders. Today, the BVI remains predominantly Christian, with various denominations represented, including Anglican and Methodist churches, established during the British colonial era and still widely followed, Pentecostal and evangelical movements. These churches have seen significant growth, emphasizing charismatic worship and community involvement. Catholic and Seventh-day Adventist communities. Though smaller in number, these religious groups contribute to the diverse religious landscape. 2. Spiritual and cultural syncretism. Despite the dominance of Christianity, elements of African spiritual beliefs have persisted in certain traditions, such as ancestral veneration, the practice of honoring deceased ancestors through storytelling and rituals, folk healing and herbal remedies. Rooted in African traditions, many elders continue to use natural medicine for healing purposes. Religion in the BVI is not just about worship, but also about community support, social organization, and cultural continuity. Festivals and celebrations. The BVI's cultural identity is showcased through its vibrant festivals, which blend African, European, and Caribbean traditions. These celebrations bring communities together and reinforce the historical and social ties that define Virgin Islanders. 1. the BVI Emancipation Festival. Celebrated in August, this festival marks the abolition of slavery in the BVI. It includes parades, pageants, traditional music, and culinary showcases. A time for reflection and pride in African heritage and resilience. 2. Christmas and Easter festivities. Christmas is a major celebration, featuring church services, community feasts, and music performances. Easter is marked by beach picnics, kite flying, and family gatherings, blending religious significance with recreational traditions. 3. Virgin Gorda Easter Festival. A three-day event featuring live music, cultural exhibitions, and food fairs. Highlights BVI's unique blend of African and European influences. Storytelling and oral traditions. 1. Folktales and proverbs. Virgin Islanders have a strong tradition of storytelling, passed down through generations to preserve history and impart wisdom. Anansi stories, originating from West Africa, remain popular in BVI folklore. Proverbs such as monkey see, monkey do convey lessons of caution and behavior. Folktales often feature trickster characters and moral lessons, reflecting the struggles and resilience of the people. 2. Community elders as storykeepers. Elders hold a respected place in BVI society, often serving as the keepers of historical narratives and cultural wisdom. Through storytelling, they pass down knowledge of ancestral heritage, historical events, and survival skills. Culinary traditions, a taste of heritage. The cuisine of the BVI is a reflection of its diverse cultural influences, blending African, European, and Caribbean flavors. 1. Signature dishes. Fungi and fish, a staple dish made from cornmeal and served with fresh seafood. Pate, fried pastries filled with spiced meat, seafood, or vegetables. Johnny cakes, a popular side dish similar to fried bread served with stews and soups. 2. Influence of agriculture and the sea. The BVI's rich marine environment provides an abundance of fish, conch, and lobster. Local farms grow plantains, cassava, sweet potatoes, and other traditional staples. The use of spices and herbs in cooking reflects African and indigenous Caribbean culinary traditions. Conclusion: the cultural legacy of the BVI. The cultural fabric of the British Virgin Islands is a dynamic and evolving tapestry, woven from centuries of African heritage, European colonial influence, and local ingenuity. Through music, religion, festivals, storytelling, and food, Virgin Islanders continue to preserve their rich traditions while embracing modern influences. As the BVI moves into the future, the challenge will be to maintain and protect its cultural identity while navigating globalization and modernization. The preservation of language, art, and historical narratives will be essential in ensuring that future generations remain connected to their roots. The next chapter will explore the relationship between the BVI and globalization, analyzing how external influences have shaped the economy, governance, and cultural identity of the islands in the modern era.